From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. Aid to the victims of the Syrian war begin to pour in. Donor nations pledged on Thursday to give billions of dollars in aid to Syrians as world leaders gathered for a conference to tackle the world's worst humanitarian crisis. With the five-year-old civil war raging and another attempt at peace negotiations called off in Geneva after just a few days, the British Prime Minister David Cameron said the London conference was aiming to address the needs of some 6 million people displaced within Syria and more than 4 million refugees now in other countries.
If ever there was a moment to take a new approach to the humanitarian crisis in Syria, surely it is now. We are facing a critical shortfall in life-saving aid that is fatally holding back our humanitarian efforts. And after years of conflict, we are witnessing a desperate movement of humanity as hundreds of thousands of Syrians fear they have no alternative than to put their lives in the hands of evil people smugglers in search of a future.
Cameron has just said that the donor conference has raised already over 10 billion people to help millions of Syrians. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry called this a critical engagement, is the entire situation, saying Syria's political and humanitarian crisis is a moral imperative.
It's pretty incredible that as we come here to London in 2016, the situation on the ground is actually worse, not better. And the suffering in Syria grows. It's not diminishing.
Kerry has pledged nearly $1 billion in new U.S. aid for Syrian refugees at the London gathering. Learn more on our webpage at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A suspected U.S. drone strike overnight killed a top Islamist militant commander in southern Yemen who had run al-Qaeda's combat operations and had a $5 million U.S. bounty on his head, according to residents there. They tell the Reuters news agency that Jalal Balidi was killed by a drone strike as he was traveling in a car with two others in coastal Abyan province. President Barack Obama says religious faith can help people overcome their fears and embrace their common humanity. He told the annual National Prayer Breakfast in Washington, faith is the great cure for fear. And he said that one day after he had visited an American mosque for the first time in his presidency. That was in Baltimore, where he told Muslims at the Islamic Society of Baltimore, "We are one American family." The president thanked Muslim Americans for helping make the country strong, but acknowledged what he said is a hugely distorted negative view that they have had to endure with the rise of terrorism-related violence by Islamist extremists. The president has criticized remarks by Republican presidential candidates Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, and others in recent months. Trump called for all Muslims to be barred from entering the country for a period of time, and Cruz suggested that the United States resettle only Christian Syrian refugees. The body of a missing Italian graduate student has been found on the outskirts of the Egyptian capital of Cairo a week after his disappearance. Italy's foreign ministry says Giulio Regeni's body was found Wednesday in a Cairo suburb along the road that leads to the city of Alexandria. He was covered with burns and other wounds, indicating that he might have been tortured. The ministry summoned the Egyptian ambassador to Rome to demand maximum cooperation in the investigation of Regeni's death, including the involvement of Italian experts in the probe. U.S. Democratic presidential candidates Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders used a televised town hall forum in New Hampshire Wednesday to highlight their different philosophies. Clinton heads into next week's primary election in New Hampshire after a razor-thin victory over Sanders in Iowa on Monday. Sanders is holding a lead in the polls in New Hampshire, but he's not taking his opponent lightly, stating Clinton's primary win in New Hampshire during her 2008 presidential bid. On the Republican side, billionaire real estate mogul Donald Trump accused Texas Senator Ted Cruz of using underhanded tactics to win Monday's vote in Iowa. The bickering could help Florida Senator Marco Rubio, who finished a close third with 23% in Iowa and is looking to move higher in the New Hampshire voting. Republicans are set to hold a debate on Saturday. The northeastern state's primary election is next Tuesday. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.